If the University of Georgia football team wins a national championship under new coach Kirby Smart, one of the factors may be his play calling, but there may be more than that involved. The new hire from the rival University of Alabama has raised questions about UGA's relatively strict drug policy and has already restricted student transfers to the competition. It's all part of an effort to put the Bulldogs on top. And as Johnny Kaufman reports, state lawmakers are also eager to help UGA finally win a national championship. To get there, they just passed a bill restricting open records access for journalists and the public.
Matt Brown is a writer with the sports blog SB Nation. He and his colleagues regularly file open records requests with college athletic programs around the country, and he says that's helped uncover iniquity and potential mismanagement. One example he gives, the University of Texas Athletic Department, one of the wealthiest in the country.
Texas had taken a relatively unprecedented move and started charging their coaching staff to eat in the dorms with their student athletes.
The athletic director was trying to cut costs, says Brown. It wasn't a big deal to football coaches who can be paid hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars a year. But if you're, say, a tennis coach who isn't making that much, it showed why the athletic director didn't care about your program. Brown says the story led to real changes last year.
And that, I think, helped crystallize a lot of the frustration with that athletic department. And a lot of those stories ultimately were part of why Texas made a leadership change in that position.
Brown says a bill passed by the Georgia legislature would keep him from doing the same kind of reporting here. It gives college athletic departments 90 days to respond to open records requests. As lawmakers were rushing to pass bills on the second to last day of the legislative session, Republican Representative Earl Earhart explained a proposed amendment on the House floor.
Just allows for appropriate time frame with respect to our athletic associations to respond fully to open records requests.
The amendment quickly passed after Earhart explained it would protect recruits and recruiting information.
Just allows us to play on the same field as Alabama and everybody else.
We're not aware of any kind of a carve-out like this existing in any other state's law.
Frank Lamonti is executive director of the Student Press Law Center. Rival state Alabama requires athletic departments respond to open records requests in a reasonable amount of time. The proposed Georgia law would go further, says Lamonti.
In no case would any university be able to justify 90 days as being a reasonable amount of time to respond.
So where did Georgia lawmakers get this idea? When Georgia football coach Kirby Smart visited the Capitol a few weeks ago, he was introduced by his former UGA roommate, Representative Trey Rhodes. Rhodes let Smart know the state was happy to have him back from Alabama.
We finally rescued him a couple of months ago, and in my opinion, Kirby is at the pearly gates of college football. Ladies and gentlemen, head coach Kirby Smart.
Smart took photos with legislators during his visit, including Representative Earhart. But Smart denies he's behind potential changes to the law.
When I went over to the Capitol, I was asked, what's the difference in our program and some programs I've been at in the past? One of the things I brought up, there's a difference.
One difference? Georgia's open records law requires athletic departments to respond in 3 business days. There's no leeway, like in Alabama.
And that was the extent of my conversation with those guys about that. So for me to get the credit for that is a little bit misleading.
The night the Senate passed the bill, Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle was quick to voice his support. Republican Senator Fran Miller had just told him the bill would make Georgia more competitive with Alabama, the reigning national champions.
I hope it brings us a national championship. What I hope
they are the national champions.
Soon after, with Earhart's legislation approved by lawmakers, he denied he'd heard from Smart or any other coach about extending the response deadline to 90 days.
Never talked to anybody. Just something and my colleagues and I had heard about, and we just did it.
The bill now awaits the signature of Governor Nathan Deal. Johnny Kaufman, WABE News.